November 8, Papa Uniform, Golf Mobile.
NAGDF Mobile. KE8DSI from W8FU.
W8FU, NADDF.
Probably answer my question. Good morning, how you doing?
Morning, doing better than the guy that just got his van loaded on a tow truck for hitting a giant doe. Right at 7 and 53, that's the bad way to start your day. What's your question?
So I'm playing around with the node, the Clear Zero, and I've got like my work, my phone, and my house Wi-Fi networks in the thing. And you know, when I leave the house, it takes about a mile, and then it reacquires the phone and picks up where it left off. I'm listening to the East Coast Reflector this morning just to make sure I've got a lot of traffic. Anyhow, is there a faster way to switch Wi-Fi networks on the thing? I went into the Wi-Fi settings and I could see them all, but I didn't see any way to like force it, or you just got to kind of let it roll on its own.
Are you interrupting the power at all when you leave your house, or are you on like a battery pack and you just take it with you?
Yeah, obviously I could reboot it, but, you know, if I don't have to, I'm on a battery pack. I usually fire it up on a battery pack. That's another thing. I'm testing everything today. So I got this battery pack. I plugged it in just before I left. I'm going to see if it gets me through the whole day and then some. And, you know, so I just wanted to see how long it naturally took to roll over. When I get to work, I'll shut off the phone, Wi-Fi, see how long it takes to naturally just roll over to the work. Just make sure that's all working, just trying to make sure it's all set up. But, yeah, you know, it's short of rebooting it. You know, what would be the way to do it? Probably just let it. It took about a mile. I left the house and about within a mile it had switched over to the phone.
So my experience now is not good.
Well, regardless, it's not a big deal, you know, just to let it roll on its own. I just was curious if there was some way to force it, short of rebooting it, you know, with the UI. So I thought I read somewhere there was, but I can't for the life of me figure it out. So I'll look into it a little bit more. It's really not a big deal in the grand scheme of things. So big deal. Takes a minute or two to roll over to the next available network. Can live with that. Anywho, what else is new and exciting? Where are you at now? Because you were a little popcorny on that last one.
I'm on 53, rolling up to 23 here. Yeah, it's between like 25 and 23, it's kind of a bad area. I don't know if it's a hole or what, but not the best coverage right there. Nothing new, man. Just another day. Forgot that tomorrow's Halloween. We're supposed to it's taken pretty seriously at the office, and I don't have a costume, so that's on the docket for today.
So you're doing, like, IT for them, right? You're doing, like, their internal IT?
Correct. It's the director and me, and then we have an MSP that doesn't really do anything. And then we actually met with our, we do a lot and we're doing a lot and more with AWS. So they were in town yesterday. We met with them for most of the day and went to dinner down in Detroit. So lot of cool things happening, big things coming. But, yeah, it's my boss and I right now for about 1,400 employees.
Well, job security, I guess. So, very good. Very good. Have to get together at some point. I know Dave got into his new digs yesterday, so he was mentioning you were going to help him out with terminating some cables or something at some point. Sounds like it's got to be pretty exciting. I know you just went through it all, so got to be exciting to get into the new digs, right? Yeah, I'm going to try to hook up with him this week, either tomorrow or Friday, but he also said he doesn't feel great, so I'm like, man, I can't afford that right now. My kids are finally getting a little bit better. Little dude had to go to ER on Monday because he had croup so bad he could barely breathe. And then my three-year-old son had to go on Saturday or Sunday, so I was like, I'll play it safe. But, yeah, I got to terminate a couple ends for him, help him clean up his cabinet, try to mount everything up for him nice, get those APs hung, but... yeah, maybe I can. He's up and running right now. He's got it, you know, Dave, right? Like, he can figure things out, make it work. So he's got it up and running. But I'm sure his wife would like it a little more tidy. So maybe we plan something. We'll hook up and go over there, have a couple beers, and play with some networking stuff. Yeah, let me know. Let me know if Dave's game, and wouldn't mind... even if it's get-together before, get-together after, but I wouldn't mind checking out the new digs and that. So, cool deal. And, yeah, you'll want to, you don't, with all them little ones, you don't want to risk it. I know he said he wasn't feeling good to the point where he didn't want to stay there last night. And, so, that, you know, he's got to be feeling under the weather. Ah, well. But in due time, he's got it all. Like you said, he's got it all running. I think today they come out, AT&T, I think it is. I think they come out today, hook up his fiber. So that'll be good because he's running that T-Mobile thingy. That coincidentally, that's what I'm running now. I'm running the T-Mobile internet, and I was skeptical. I really was, you know, especially for the price. And but it's working really good. I may... break down and go to 123.net fiber. I can't think of one single reason why I need to, but I may, just because, hey, fiber, symmetrical gig, you know. I don't need it, but I want it. And then I may switch over to the $10 backup for the T-Mobile. I don't know. Haven't really given it a whole lot of thought. Yeah, he's getting hooked up. He's getting gig symmetrical for, like, I don't know, he said it wasn't bad because it's all, that whole sub has it, so it's under contract with AT&T. If you don't need it, sit tight because prices are plummeting on fiber. They're trying to build out that infrastructure and get customers, so the days of, you know, $800 a month for fiber are starting to go away. For example, our corporate headquarters, we have one of our fiber circuits is... 200 up, 200 down, and it's $600 a month. And then we just got an email from our AT&T rep, symmetrical gig for $160. So prices are starting to tank. Copper's dying. Copper's dead, actually. And they're trying to push fiber. So there'll be some deals coming up here. Dang, semi here. Looks like he's playing on his phone or falling asleep at the wheel, pushing over in the lane. Good grief.
Yeah, I've noticed that the 123 net on my street is $59 a month for gigabit symmetrical. It's like, wow, you know. And I tried for life me to get Xfinity to give me a reasonable package, but they couldn't touch that. You know, they threatened to raise me up to $150 for their 1.2 gig. And... I said, no, it's not going to work. And so he said, well, if you go down to 300, you know, I think it's 300, 100 or something. Like that. I forget what the upload speeds were. But if you go down to our 300 service, we can get you down to 80. So I can get gigabit fiber for 59. Why would the hell would I give you 80 for 300? if you can get a symmetrical gig circuit for $59, no strings attached, you know, no crazy install fee, no equipment leasing, I mean, you're going to have to lease their, is it a fiber DMARC where they're going to bring fiber into the house, or are they going to run fiber to the pole and then you got copper to the house? I believe it's fiber to the, to the media converter in the house. I don't know if that's the right terminology. It's a terminology I use in my industry for the fiber conversion, but whatever it is, I forget. There's a name for it, a CNF or something. I don't know, but fiber to the device right in your, the modem per se, right in your home. So fiber to the house. And it's $59 and it's not a promotional price. It's the price. I already kind of talked you into a clear node, but I would keep that up. I'm paying $89 for Spectrum. It's okay. It's gig, but it's copper and it's, a gig down, 40 up. And I get all kinds of, I have a unified network at my house. My firewall alerts me every day about latency issues and things like that. So I would jump on a $59 symmetrical gig circuit. Yep, I'm seeing the signs popping up all over my neighborhood. They just did my street, and I've got like 3 signs on my street, that they hooked up the houses. So, yeah, I'm seriously consider it. It's, how do you beat that? I'm paying $30 a month for my what I get out of T-Mobile. Now the interesting thing is that I'm really close to one of their 5G towers, and I can get like a gigabit from them. I don't get obviously a gigabit up, but I'm getting routinely I'm getting a gigabit or more down from T-Mobile with my modem and where I am. With respect to the towers, so that's been pretty impressive for $30 a month. That's the ticket with the cellular, the broadband, home internet things. I had the Verizon one, and it was only $200 down, but there wasn't anything I couldn't do. The only problem was it kicked me off the tower, because even though they said it was unlimited, it technically wasn't. So I'd hit data cap every single month and exceed it. So then they finally like would not let my device connect to the towers anymore. And then I talked to a new rep, a territory manager, who was like, "No, you were misled." He goes, "This is a backup circuit, yada yada yada." But if you have if you're close to the tower and you've got a cellular modem, they work great. Leave a little gap in there in case Anthony joins us this morning, or Walt, or any of the usual suspects. Lance. Yeah, no, that's the whole thing with the internet providers. Like Verizon doesn't even state they're available at my address. T-Mobile, is, so it's all just a matter of where you are with proximity to their tower. And I'm real lucky because it's it's a quarter mile from my house, and I get a really good signal strength, and of course as a result I get really good speed. The only thing that really gives me pause is that carrier-grade NAT. That carrier-grade NAT is a pain in the rump. And using their device, I cannot do pass-through. I have to use their router. And so it causes me to have carrier-grade NAT and double NATing, which, for almost everything, not a factor, but for some things, and in particular, most of the hammy stuff where it needs to get on the internet, it's a little persnickety. Although I'm running a zero tier, and I have my devices on the 44 net, and that has, for the most part, resolved the carrier grade NAT issue and the double NAT issue, but still not perfect. I remember that there was no way around it because it's the damn cellular card and it's their firewall, so I ended up just switching it. So it was their router, whatever the hell it was, all in one into my switch, and that was about the extent of what I could do. Fortunately, on the one I had, I was able to port forward and whatnot, so I could get what I needed to done. But I was having that issue with Spectrum too, because they want you to use their equipment all the time. So I finally said screw it, and I just I ripped out all their crap, put in my equipment behind their modem, and it's been good. I just, you know, I think I'm at the end of the rope for their line wherever I live, and that's the only issue I have is the latency.
Right, yeah, that's a factor. Latency is the other thing most a lot of people don't look at. It's not just about the download speed. But, except they're so pricey, I'd like to get a, 4x4, PoE modem mounted outside on the pole up high, and, one of these aftermarket ones. Technically, they don't allow you to do it, but they have the MAC address spoofing, so they'll never know. I mean, I guess they could know based on you forcing it into 5G mode or something like that. But I get one, except for the, you know, they're like, you know, $400 or $500, and it's like that's a hell of a commitment, you know, to a service that I'm still not 100% sure I'm going to stay with long term. I haven't seen it in the bad, you know, bad conditions. Like, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of scenarios where, you know, a storm, let's say, or a power outage, or any number of, issues that could have some detrimental effect on the service. I've yet to see how they're gonna handle that before I commit. And even then, if I commit to like a $400 or $500 modem. Yeah, well, now you got to add that to the cost. You know, yeah, I'm getting a good deal at $30 a month, but, you know, then if you spend that, you know, figure, okay, let's say if I have them for 3 years, divide that by, you know, 36, and, you know, then, you know, you got to realistically say that's what it's costing me for at least the first 3 years, you know, and you can't really guarantee that the modem's going to be, I'm sure it'll probably be okay, but, you know, it's a lot of money for one of the modems. But that would be my solution. But I don't think that would cure the pass through and allow me to go straight to the router, get rid of the double NATing. But it still wouldn't get rid of the carrier grade NAT issues. It would have to be exceptionally good service to make that kind of investment. That's why the system I put in at my new house, it's universal. So it doesn't matter who the ISP is. It plugs in behind it, as long as it's, I would obviously, if it was a cellular one, I'd have the same issue. And then I'd have all kinds of problems because of the double NAT. But, cable, fiber, whatever, it's going to work. But, that's a tough sell to jump on that bandwagon for a maybe. Yeah, the thing is, I want it so bad. I want that modem, you know, just... But I really have to control my desire to have it with the cost and the if I buy that stupid thing and I end up only having their service for, 6 months or a year, then I've, lost terribly. Now, I could always sell it, and recoup a good portion of the cost. And, and then if I find one on the used market, anyhow, it'll have already taken the biggest part of the loss, so... I suppose that's what I do. I just keep my eyes peeled for one used, and then if I find one used, maybe I'll do it, knowing that I could always sell it and recoup most of my cost if 6 months from now I decide to get out of it. So that's I got my eyes peeled for one used, but they're not, there's some older 2x2 ones and stuff, and not quite as good. The latest crop of really good ones are still a little too new to see on the open market. That was going to be my suggestion, is see what you can find on the used market, at least give it a whirl, and then you get your money back out of it. But that $59 fiber, that'd be really hard to say no to. I'm not going to lie.
I wish they'd allow me to do self-installation. They absolutely wouldn't. I signed up for it, and they were going to come in and install it, and I wanted to do self-installation. They said no, and then they never called me back, for me to say. I guess I could just call and say, okay, well, then let's just go ahead. So I'm just hemming and hawing, but I wish they'd allow self-installation, but they do not do that with fiber. That is one thing I've never terminated. I've learned how to terminate it, but I've never done it. The toolkits are like $600-$700, and I just never made the leap. So I kind of understand. And then with fiber too, right? If you break that line and their speeds aren't what they advertise, you're having issues, then they got to handle it. So I kind of get it. It's not like coax, right, where you can terminate it in 2 seconds.
Right. I have the kit. I can do it. I mean, I don't personally, but I have access to a kit. I can terminate my ends. I don't have a lot of experience at it, so, but yeah, right. You know, they you know, they're not charging for installation, so it's not like I'm trying to avoid the cost. And installation is included for, you know, for that 59. What's this choker doing? Yeah, everything all backed up over here at Cass and Grossbeck. But, yeah, I probably will do that. That really is tough to beat. And who knows, that $59, it may not be promotional per se, but they may not offer that after they get sufficiently deployed. You know, that may be for the early adopters, you know, and so be smart to jump on that bandwagon while it's being offered.
Is it a contract, or is it like an evergreen, or a month-to-month, or like are you locked in at that 59, or can they jump you?
I don't know. I don't think there's a contract with it, but you know, their website's got it spelled out pretty. Hold on a second. That little turn off Grossbeck onto my street is always tricky. I don't know what Evergreen is, and but I don't think it's a contract, and they did say it's not a promotional rate. It's just flat out what the rate is right now. You know, so I think you're locked, and I don't think there's a contract. So but I don't know.
I would heavily investigate that and probably sign up. I'm actually I just pulled in the office here. I'm going to go inside and see if I can figure out who else I can get out by me, because I'm not impressed with Spectrum.
Yeah, well, you're going to have that extra problem of you're kind of out there, so you're not going to have the wealth of choices a lot of us have. So good luck. Hopefully you find something. All right, good timing, because I'm just pulling into my lot, too. Got to get parked here and get on with the day. Catch you later. W8FU after yours.
No one wants to service the middle of nowhere. That is the problem. Today's a normal day for me, so 4 o'clock I'll be getting out of here and jumping on the air, so maybe I'll catch you then. At 8 DBF.
Hey, Sean, before you go, I just hopped on KZ8Z. What service were you guys talking about?
Well, I'm talking about 123.net fiber, as far as fiber goes. But I'm currently running the T-Mobile 5G internet, home internet, with some success. And that's where I was talking about acquiring a modem on my own. So two different things, but I think for the most part, talking about the 123.net fiber, which has recently been deploying in my neighborhood. You got some smoking deals on gigabit symmetrical service.
Okay, cool. Thank you for that. I'll let you get in there. KZ8, the reason I asked is I've got Xfinity now, and I'm shopping, and I got AT&T fiber that I can pull into the house, too. So I'm shopping right now, so that's why I asked. Okay, man, 73. Have a good one. KZ8Z.
Cujo, you're around and at KPP. W8EAP.
KF8S, WADAP.
Sorry, who'll be there?
It be me. Puffing around here. Trying to get a few things knocked out here this morning. W-A-F-U.
Got it. You said you were captured at the office today. You had a couple guys taking the day off. So, lucky you, I guess.
Well, they're not taking the day off. They're in Lansing in training. So I've got short staff here because I sent half the staff to training. So that leaves a skeleton crew back here to keep everything up and running. So it's been busy, to say the least.
Yeah. Hey, did I tell you next week, starting Saturday, I'm going to be out of town for a little bit. I got to go to the SEMA show in Vegas, so I'm going to be not around for a few days. It sounds glamorous, but there's a couple nights that are nice, but for the most part, it's work.
Yep, you mentioned it. You also take your notes so that you can check in when you're sitting in the motel room, twiddling your thumbs.
I might do that. So I was playing with the node last night, trying to figure out the codes, and I was watching that guy down from Louisiana or whatever, and how to program in all the star things, and I think I've got it. You have to do a star to an iLink to something else, and then that's how you make it work. So I think I got it, but I have to figure out, like, the macros. So, like, I can hit, like, star whatever, star 5 or something like that, and make it go right to the FBI system, you know. So I got to figure out how to make it simple, but I'll get there. Right now I figure out, you know, you have to hit star 3 and then the entire number, you know, 594950 or whatever it is.
Yeah, it's not bad. Anyhow, I am, I go out into the shop and handle something right now.
Okay, timing good. I just pulled into the driveway at work, so I got a whole bunch of projects that I've neglected and mostly bureaucracy and paperwork that I need to get done, so I shall chat later. WAFU from N8K.
All right, yeah, let me jump out of here. I've got to tend to some stuff. So I'll be right at you. Uh-huh.
And it's very
KPA, KPO, KPO, Cujo, Tom, you're on, KPP.
With it. I mean, there's some use for it. I mean, I think there are a lot of these, a lot of people are using it for, they say, off-grid communication, where they can send text messages without a cellular provider. But I'm almost thinking, well, why wouldn't you just use a walkie-talkie then? You doubled at the beginning. I'm not sure what you said in the beginning. But, yeah, I definitely you'd want multiple ones. I can understand that. My thinking was distributed weather station could be useful so that you've got communication to your sensors and you're going to run wires off your sensors and all that kind of good stuff. I can certainly see that. But, yeah, what you described is how I've always heard it described, which is non-internet, non-cell phone, no monthly cost estimate. And that's right. Shelby County, Michigan, and that's the infrastructure is not exactly hard to come by. So if you live in the middle of nowhere, or if you had hundreds of sensors, even dozens of sensors, and you don't want to pay mobile rates and all that kind of good stuff, all of that makes sense, but I'm just struggling to see a use. Just like APRS, as much as I want to use APRS, I've struggled to see a use for APRS. I really, really, really want to. I think it's very, very cool. I just can't come up with a use that brings the idea full circle that seems to bring me value. It doesn't have to be much value, just some. Anyway, I'm glad that I'm not missing anything, so I very much appreciate the touching base on that. KFAS-88JF. Yeah, we almost need to bring back old school packet radio, and where people set up stations, and then you, what you used to be able to do back in the day, you used to be able to link, you know, hop and skip using somebody else's packet station, and then like skip around and get further. But I don't think many of those are around anymore. At least I haven't tried. In the 90s, when I had my license, and I had like a dumb terminal, and I had it hooked up to a TNC or, you know, one of these Cantronics boxes or whatever, you were able to do that, but I don't think anybody keeps those stations anymore. I'd like to see that. I think APRS kind of tries to do that, where it did defeat you different places, but it's the same thing as augmenting it with the internet. So I think the closest thing you would have to what old school packet radio was maybe Winlink.
I agree. Packet, I wasn't an amateur radio when packet was around. I didn't get my first license until 2000. And by then, you know, the internet had kind of taken a big bite out of all that kind of stuff. But it reminds me of old bulletin board systems. If you think about it as old bulletin board systems, packet, this type of stuff, even mesh traffic and stuff, really what that type of stuff feels like. You know, old bulletin boards were bulletin boards with bulletin boards on your behalf and stuff like that. And yeah, it'd be cool, but only in a retro standpoint. And yeah, when you just immediately jump to the internet with everything, it just kind of takes a lot of the zest out of it for me. I definitely agree with that.
But yeah, I think like if you think HF and Winlink, you could send messages in like a disaster. Like if you had to like send email out or something like that, you could say, hey, I'm okay, you know, out of the area. I think that would be more useful. So I don't know, maybe heading down that rabbit hole would probably be a more useful thing. But anyways, I'm at my destination, so I'll listen out for one more. And we'll talk to you later. KFAS.
To it, I just got to my destination as well. And yeah, Winlink, I have no experience with Winlink yet, but I just bought a second HF radio for really low-end HF radio, but it's a, you know, 80 meters to centimeter radio at 100 watts. And I want to set up a Winlink station with that, too. That one, like you said, I think has a little more value because that really is a backup to the internet, at least for basic message passing. So, yeah, that one is a little more interesting to me, too. Anyway, thanks for popping in. I appreciate it. I'm going to make my run as well. You have a good afternoon. ABHJL.
A packet known with full DBS and everything in Mount Clemens, ABLA.
Boy, I was quick in and out at the UPS store. This is Tim, ABHJL. I'm back for a few more minutes. If anybody else has any thoughts on APRS, Winlink, or Mesh Traffic, I'd love to hear about them. Otherwise, hope you have a good afternoon. Again, Tim, ABHJL.
You get a node in Mount Clemens that does full DBS, Winlink, all that stuff. on VHF, but it's pretty pretty big network, the from SEAM and the MI-7.
ABAY from WNSC.
Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, any chance you got any documentation on your SIP node there, or the SIP phone? Looking at doing one at home, but I'm probably finding some documentation on the best way to go.
You got a SIP phone you're trying to hook into the node?
I haven't tried any of that. I was looking for some documentation for prior to starting, if you will.
ASL3 or AMBLAPE or what?
I think I got to refill one of my nodes. I can't keep my name with passwords for it. I can't get it to work. I got to do a refill, I think, first. But I'll build the ASL3.
I'll have to probably have to dig it out. I know it was, when I went to ASL3, the new Asterisk just does things totally different. Because basically all you're doing is using the Asterisk server that Alster is using to feed your phone. You just are setting up your phone as an extension on it. I know there was some documentation for AMBLAPE, but I know it was slightly different for ASL3.
DHAL. Reagan Station, go ahead. Hoping to get the information that I had asked for, if you have any of it, before you guys completely derail the conversation. I'll let you guys go, that's fine, but I was just wondering if you have any information on the web for your Winlink details?
Go to whcmn.net and look at MI-7. It should have the frequency and baud rate and everything you need.
I'll let you guys interrupt and go in your direction. ADHAL out. Yeah, I just was wanting to get everything in line before I tackled it, so I know I got to update that node and redo the whole thing. It is what it is, but I can't find any of the passwords I made for it. My brain has suffered from CRS, so trying to remember 5 years ago when I made it is... I'd fret over it for days, never would figure it out, but it's just a try.
I had to do that on my note. I could not remember what the password was, and it wasn't any of the ones I normally use, and I just one day, thought of maybe it could have been this, and it ended up being that. It was like something I never would have guessed in a million years, and managed to guess it. Didn't have to rebuild it, but I had it. After that, I printed out a label and put it right on the node.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing after I rebuild it. I got a Shari node that I can't get into either, but I don't even know where to begin how to do that one.
That's just the pie underneath, so it should just be able to do that. Mine was radioless for a long time. I just had the would use the phone to contact into it and talk on the FBI node. But maybe about a year or so ago, I finally broke down and got a Shari and threw it on there.
Yeah, I've been using it at home. It works. I obviously changed some things around at home. Can't get into that dashboard and needed to change some things. Went to do it one day and been like, oh, can't remember the password. Just kept using it as I was. Finally, the other day when I was busy and wanted to change the node number, I'm like, oh, I can't because I can't disconnect it because you can't get in. So, oh, well. other day. Not enough time in the day right now.
If you disable the DTMF commands, you can just start pusher buttons on your radio.
No, I didn't, but there was traffic going on over it, so obviously I couldn't get it to disconnect while the traffic was going on. And one of them lengthy conversations that somebody wouldn't stop, and it was driving me absolutely nuts.
Oh, yeah, I know how those go. It's when you wish you had a duplex node.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Wish I did have a duplex node. It might come to that at some point. We'll see what's going on. I want to take this one down to leave it in Florida, so have something down there when I'm vacationing at the house. Just leave it, go.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having something mobile, but I've had issues kind of travel with nodes and hotspots and stuff. I just don't want to hop onto the Wi-Fi when it comes and goes.
Yeah, usually when I travel any long distances, I'm running my Sierra wireless in the car, so I just hardwired it into the modem, and then I don't have to worry about that issue. But I haven't been traveling, so what I'll do is, when the better half goes down there, I'll stick the node and ship it down there, so I don't have to drag it to the airport, so I don't do any of that. It'll show up, the GPS will deliver it. When I get down there, everything's either hearing the radio through the airport, that's not a problem. I don't have a problem with that. I've done that before. But other than that, we shipped it most of the time. I'm worried about it.
Yeah, I always worry about traveling with the radios. I've done it before, too. Not really different than a cell phone, but people don't know what it is, and
yeah,
still think it's a device.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I think I'm gonna buy a new radio for down there just to leave. And I gotta ship what I'm gonna use for my old radio down there. We'll see what I can build relatively on the cheaper. See what I can do.
And Dan was putting some good notes together, too. I've seen what he built with buses here, so I'll see you get going here. 7-3, can you get me one?
7-3, Lance.
I'll be here.
NADBF Mobile.
Hello, Dakota.
How's it going?
Great, you guys hear the sad news?
Did you say sad news?
Yeah, did you hear the sad news?
I've not heard any news.
Another one of our Elmer's mentors has left us. Silent Key, WB80.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
Yeah, I've been too busy to kind of really think about it, but yeah, it's like Legacy is gone. Plenty more letters in the alphabet, though.
God, I just talked to him last week, and he seemed completely normal.
Yeah, wow, people are mean today. Traffic is horrible. People are honking at each other. Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria. Yeah, I just checked into his net last Thursday. He seemed fine, too.
Well, at least he's with his wife.
This is true. So, in other news, going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Got a lot done today, though.
Good. I wanted to ask you how the house is and how the moving's going. How much you got left?
Got a lot still. But, you know, today was not really a moving day for me. Today was more of a get the appliances hooked up. So I've got one appliance that's still not hooked up, which is the dryer. My goodness, they whatever plumber put the cap on the gas line, they tightened the wrong thing. So the cap was really tight, and the other part was really loose. So I had some struggles with that. Finally, my buddy came over. He had another wrench or whatever, and we figured it out. We got it. I ended up getting it off. It was just pain in the butt. But then I found out that my dryer is one of those that have a steam connection, and I'm going, I got to hook up a water line to this. So I go, oh, I guess I got to get the Y adapter thing. So I got the Y adapter, and then I got the duct work, you know, for the exhaust, or whatever they call it, the vent. And all is good. I hopefully, knock on wood, everything will just work. Refrigerator's working, washing machine's working, and so got AT&T fiber today, and I don't have a quote yet, but I had a guy do an estimate of my lawn for the sprinklers and the sod. So I think I might actually get that all done this year, which will be nice.
Look at you kicking ass and taking names, getting it all done. You got your fiber today too, right?
Yep, we got that all squared away. The guy was very there was two guys that came with the fiber. One guy was just going over billing and stuff, and the other guy was the guy doing all the work, you know, the network, you know, the wiring and all that stuff. But yeah, no, it was cool. I learned a lot about fiber today.
Fiber's awesome. It's just tricky to terminate.
Yeah, he was telling me, it says, no matter what, 90% of the time, if you get sod and sprinklers, they're gonna break your wire. So it's like, don't worry, it happens all the time. The fiber customers have priority. There's really not much they can do because their hands are tied. They're only allowed to bury the wire like a few inches underground. So I have a wire just sticking up out around my yard. They're gonna come by and bury it on the 8th. It's funny.
Make sure you flag it after they bury it.
Yeah, I will. And then, what do you call it? It is marked so that it can be detected or whatever. So, there you go. All right, I'm at the house again. We were just making one of our little trips. So, I will listen out and chat with you later because I won't be in radio range. Okay, I made us.
All right, man. Sounds good. Keep after it. Get it done, and I'll talk to you soon. NADDF.
listening.
W-A-W, A-B-P-R.
Yo!
Yes, I just saw the thing about Walt. Oh my.
Yep.
Yep, will be missed. Yeah, the W blank ADs are dropping like flies.
I was a little worried about him a few weeks back. Stopped in and he didn't look too well or sound well, but then he kind of had a rebound and he was actually doing well and made a couple of larks, and we were talking about getting together again. Buddhist Meditation Center thing, because, you know, he had that fall, but he was all game for going and getting the wonton soup he liked from that market. So he sounded like he was kind of like on the uptick. So it comes as a little bit of a surprise in that regard.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't know he was had anything going on other than, like you said, his hip or whatever. I'm sure somebody will post the information when they have it.
Yeah, honestly, I know about as much as you at this point, so I'm sure. I talked to Chuck briefly earlier today, and they're going to post something on, of course, I don't know if you're on the USICA Facebook page, but I'm sure there'll be information there if it's available, so.
All right. I hate hearing news like that, but what are you going to do?
Yep. There's not much else you can say. It's just, you know it's coming for everybody, and when it happens, you just bam it. So. All right, yeah, like I said, I'll let you know if I hear anything and go from there. Gonna be breakfast Saturday?
No, remember I said we won't be there. I got this exercise thing with the ARPUC.
Oh, that's right, yeah. So, all right, well, maybe we can do a Sunday thing or something. I'll get a hold of Don and Murph, and maybe we can resume that, or at least do another one of those. Get a hold of Mark and everybody.
Yeah, that'd be great if we could do that. So, let's see if we can do something like that together. I think I'm free this Sunday.
All right, I'll float it out there. See if we can't get something in the works. And we're overdue.
Yep. All right. I'm just heading over to your antenna. We'll be right across the street.
Time for a little pickleball, is it?
No, volleyball. So it looks like that that building is going to be knocked down. City Warren bought it, and I guess they're going to put it in the parking lot. Hey, we could write a song about that.
Huh, didn't know parking was an issue over there, so. Alrighty. Oh, man. Alright, then. Have fun. And I guess you're going to have to figure out a new place to do your wallying.
Yeah, that's the trouble. There really aren't any. It's very difficult to find any. Some people have been looking, so we'll see. Catch you later, AVPR.
All right, man. Catch you later, Double.
WB80.
Well, that doesn't make for a good day. Sorry about that.
Yeah, Walt was another one of them guys that has touched many people in this hobby over the years. I know he was instrumental in my early formative amateur radio days, along with a select few others. But and he's been a regular mainstay. You know, in many ways, he was like Don, like that. They were very different, but very prolific. So, yep, a lot of people have a lot of memories with Walt.
Okay, very good. Sorry to hear that. I just QRZ'd him. I never met him, I don't believe. So, or seen him at the breakfast, or maybe the timing was just off. So, very good. Okay. Have a good evening, or best is to be expected. I'll chat later. I did talk to, I think his name was Dave today too, by the way. I'll give you an update next time I see you. It went well.
All right, cool. Yeah, I saw an email went out, and I saw your name on the list of recipients, so good deal. All right, catch you. WAFQ.
NHKPP.
KE4ZYQ.
How you doing, Joe?
Well, I think the reason I called out is I think I just heard what I think I just heard. Another silent key.
That's correct. We lost Walt, I think, yesterday. WB80, so...
Well, if anybody in particular goes to any service or a funeral home, if I can't make it, I don't know if anybody would be willing just to put my name and my call sign in there for me. That's up to the individual or yourself or whoever, but sad to hear. It's hard to lose people like that, and it's happening more and more, as you know. But thanks for letting me know what I called out just now. Oh, boy.
All right, Joe. Well, remind me as things develop on that, and we'll certainly do it for you if you can't. All right. I'm going to get to it here. W8FU.
Yep. Well, I'm glad I had the opportunity to meet Walt and go to a Lark in the Park, too, so... Hadn't been to a lot of them, but I'm glad I did make them and got to meet them face-to-face. So definitely a privilege, and I'll always remember his smile and his humor. KE4ZYQ, clear.
Prayers to WKEK's family. This is my first contact ever on Yusika when I got my license, KEK-KGO.
Station out there saying first licensed. I think somebody doubled with you at the beginning, but I did hear that last part. This is KE4ZYQ, Joe. That other station that doubled at the beginning, go ahead.
Yo, it's Tom Tango, Oscar Mike Kilo, Charlie 8 Kilo, Kilo, Oscar. Walt was my DE when I got my license, or when I went for my license, and he was my first contact on USICA. When I first started. Gonna miss him. KCKDO.
Yep, QSL that. Like I said, I was privileged to go out to a Lark in the Park and meet him there, and I think a couple truck swaps too. So, it's always good to meet people. That way, you get to know them even better, obviously. You get to know people and share some time. It's a fun time, ham radio-wise. But, I don't know, you get up in years, and I know my contact list in my phone has more doctors and more deceased relatives and family than I do almost contacts, but hey, such is life. KE4ZYQ.
when your first thought becomes an afterthought kind of thing, where your first thought is an afterthought.
Alrighty. Well, thanks for anybody chiming in there, coming back to me or whatever, but I think he has sons, if I'm not mistaken. Hopefully the family's doing as well as possible. And anybody that goes to any particular funeral or funeral home or anything, if they want to put in my name or call sign, that's up to them. If they don't want to, that's no problem. I have no feelings about it. But I don't know if I'll be able to make it whenever or wherever it is, but time will tell. So KE4 is at YQ, it'll be clear frequency, but listen now.
KE4 is UIQ 73 from KCAK Hill. Cujo, clear and monitoring.
KE4 is at YQ, KE8WOJ.
KE8WOJ, they let you out of work at the city mark?
Yes, sir. I'm just out on the porch here waiting for the cat to show up to feed her. And I heard the bad news there. I'm really kind of bummed I didn't meet the fella, but he scared the crap out of me one night.
Yeah, I just happened to turn the radio on during dinner here and scanning as usual and heard from Sean and somebody he was talking to about it. And I mean, you hear that. You got to hear it. It happens, but I hate to hear it. Some people. I got a grandmother, or grandmother, I got an aunt, rather, one aunt left. She will be 99 years old come November, in November. And I talked to her on the phone just a day or two ago. She called me. We talk to each other once in a while, you know, at least a couple times a month. But she lives in Grand Rapids, living alone. She's got a daughter, takes care of her sometimes, and goes over to the house, but 98 years old and still spry, getting around. Talk about blessings to other people and herself.
Yeah, I didn't get to meet the, Walt, but I did enjoy listening to him there. He seemed to love life and food especially, but who don't? And one night just before I got my license, I had one of them cheap bullfangs because I was trying to learn etiquette and, you know, just how people use the repeaters and that, and it was probably, I don't know, must have been 12, 1 o'clock in the morning or something. Anyway, I stepped out of the room to go get a juice out of the fridge, and I came back in, and Walt was on the West Bluefield repeater over here, and he was going, oh, you know, he was saying, oh, no, I'm having a heart attack, and oh, there's 2 inches of snow, the ambulance will never be able to come and get me, and I was starting to freak out. I was like, what do I do, you know? This guy sounds like he's in trouble kind of thing. And for about 10 minutes, I was like, do I go back to him? Do I not go back to him? I don't have a license, you know. And then finally, I jumped back in and I said, man, are you all right? Is there something I can do? Is somebody I can call? And he started laughing. He goes, no, I'm just making fun of all these people making a big deal out of 2 inches of snow, you know. And I was like, man, oh, man, you had me scared to death. I didn't know what to do. It was kind of funny.
QSL, that, yeah, he had a unique personality and unique perspective on many things. That's what made him Walt. And I say that with affection and gratefulness to ever meet him physically, let alone talk to him on the radio. And every time I'd holler out for him just to say hello and greetings for the day, he says, hey, Jill, how are you doing today? And to hear that was worth a lot, so to put it into serious, sincere reflection.
Yeah, he seemed to have a whole heck of a lot of friends. Well, anyway, I won't tie the repeaters up here. I know they're linked all over the place, so I just wanted to chime in and tell you about that. I still laugh about that. He really had me going. He would have made a good actor. Anyway, it's a drag. We lost him. Anyway, have a good night, Joe. KEAWOJ, and I'll be listening out.
Yeah, Rick. No problem at all. Thanks for chiming in. And always good talking to you, whichever way we talk. You know, avenue-wise, as you know. But, well, like I said, I'm going to be have a somber night tonight for obvious reasons. So, and thanks, Sean, if you're still listening, thanks for coming back to me to let me know. I didn't want to assume anything, but from the short conversation I picked up, scanning there and picked up the frequency, I thought, uh-oh. But anyhow, he's better off than we are. People like that, I think, are looking down saying, you poor suckers, you got to fight with life. So I think people like that have to look down and say, I don't have to worry about anything anymore. So at least that's my possible perspective. KE4ZYQ, going to be clear. Got to do some things here after dinner. 7-3.
All right, let's try this again. Sean, you still around? W8FU from W2P UT Mobile. W8FU from W2P UT Mobile.
Like Sean, I'm sure he's on his way home, one of the two, KCKJO.
W8EAP.
KKPP, KKPP, KKPO, Delta Wally.
Hey, Cujo, what's up? What's happening?
Just over listening to the radio, and Sean said that he is a silent key now. So apparently, I said he was one of the first guys I talked to. I got your email last night, hoping that I sent a reply to the right one for you.
Yeah, I didn't catch any of that. My car radio was blasting me with text messages, and I can't turn it down. Something about an email?
Yeah, I got the email that you sent me last night. I just forwarded you the plug that WATPT sent me. Okay, that's the one that you wanted to tweet, because that's the one that's in the radio.
I believe you got me mixed up with somebody. This is Eric, WADAP. Sean's probably eating dinner right now, knowing his schedule.
Oh, okay. I thought it was, I thought it was Wally. That's why I went up, no. Trying to figure out why he said what email. Sorry. Yeah, this is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Everybody calls me Cujo out here.
Roger, yeah. I've talked to you before, and I know you met Captain Don, and maybe even Sean bought some equipment off him or something. You live out there by Captain Don.
Have you met Eric and all the pizza?
Yes, I did. I ate the whole thing. I ate all the pizza. I didn't have pizza today, though. So I figured I'd give my body a break.
Oh, I know that feeling. Went to my son's on Sunday, and there's this little bar and grill that him and his girlfriend and daughter go to up in Davidson, and I had their margarita pizza made with olive oil. I ate half the pizza. I think it was a 12-piece. I ate 6. I liked it. My wife wasn't a big fan, but, oh, I sure paid the price.
Yep. Yeah, sometimes it happens. Just like you leave the bar and eating 8 or 10 White Castles sounds like a good idea. And it tastes good. Don't get me wrong, but the next day you pay for it. One of those deals back in the bar days.
Yeah, I got flight IBS, so I gotta watch it. Last year I went to New York with a couple of coworkers for training, and we hit this really nice tavern in New Jersey. You know, we were in Orange
Orangeburg, New York, and you drove a mile and you were in Orangeburg, New Jersey, and there was this run out of tavern, as I called it. So we got in late, so we went over there and ate the place. I had French onion soup. Don't know why I wanted it, but I wanted it. And then I got some of those sweet potato fries. And then I had a pint of Blue Moon. Oh, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I was up till like 3 o'clock in the morning, not sure what was happening. My body was so confused. It was ridiculous. Ended up finally going to sleep, woke up 3 hours later to be in class. Yeah, that was a fun night.
Yep, we've all had situations like that, for sure. When I used to go to the slot meets a lot back in the 90s and 2000s, I didn't go to sleep. I'd just stay up all night. Because, you know, after it gets to be like 3 or 4 o'clock and you're partying, it's like, well, geez, you can't go home and sleep for an hour, so you just go right to the slot. Sleep when you get home. But yeah, I had a bad situation at Dayton one year. I ate a chili dog, and man, I was sick as a dog all the way home.
Yeah, those are not fun times. I guarantee that one. But I am now more mature. I guess you want to call it that.
Yeah. You know, when you get older, you just don't want to eat as much. Like, I haven't been to Frankenmuth for all-you-can-eat chicken dinner in a while. It's probably been about 6 years. I just don't, you know, I just don't have the appetite to want to do that anymore. But, I want to go soon, though. I miss going there. You know, COVID screwed it up for a lot of restaurants. A lot of the restaurants never recovered, or they have some weird abbreviated hours now. It's starting to come around.
Yeah, I like to get back up to Frankenmuth also. And my son lives in Davidson, so it's not that far. But I think a friend of mine was just up there, and they said, the service was lackluster, and the chicken was so-so. I'm like, well, did you go to Zender's, or did you go to the inn? So, no, we went to Zender's. I'm like, well, that's odd.
W-A-E-A-D. Well, I probably went at least 20 times, and sometimes not as good as others, but I've never had bad service or bad food. I mean, you know, it could be a little bit off, but, you know, if there are people that have been there a bunch of times, and that was, I mean, you'll know if it, the service and the food went down the drain, but... I'd like to find out, though. And I've been to both places. I didn't really notice much of a difference between them.
Maybe when I rub a couple pennies together, I might take the family up just to say, let's go up, let's just do a Frankenmuth bash. You know, because my daughter still lives with me. She's 27, but she spends a lot of time with her horse and the goats and her boyfriend, and my son's got his own place, so... Yeah, maybe we'll do that on a weekend. That sounds like a good idea. I think that Saturday, there's a charity event in Port Huron for an animal shelter, and they're selling flash tattoos for like $80, between $80 and $100. She's going for number 4. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll get one. Shouldn't be too bad. My wife's the same. It's like, you know, maybe I'll get one. I'm like, all right, I'll put the... I'll rub some pennies together. We'll make it happen. Let's do it. KCKGO.
Roger. Yeah. Well, my girlfriend's sister, she lives not that... She lives in, Mayville. And it's not that far from Frankenmuth. I'm thinking it's less than a half-hour drive. I could be wrong, but I was shocked when we picked her up a couple months ago. We all went up north and we picked her up. I go, man, this is really close to Frankenmuth. So I think we're going to, next time we go, we're going to have her meet us up there. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, now I'm tempted. Now I'm hungry for Xander's chicken. Talking about food. Thank goodness I'm on my way home and my wife's making dinner. That's how that's going to go tonight. But yeah, that sounds like, yeah, Xander's. We're going to have to set up a date on that. That sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I don't know if it was you. It might have been you on the 675 GMRS the other day. Someone was talking about power loss based on your SWR. Was that you? Were you part of that conversation? I just kind of jumped in. I was at work, and I just kind of jumped in there and ruffled some feathers and left. You know, Captain Don was out there talking to somebody. And there was I thought you were one of them. Maybe you weren't.
Not on GMRS, but I know we were talking about bowel fangs and how I like my bowel fang, and you have reservations on it, which I totally get. I totally get it. It was just like one of my first little HTs. You know, I got an ICOM W2A that I gave to my coworker who's just got his license. He had a mobile, but he didn't have an HT, so I gave him my old ICOM. I just picked up a couple more. But I've been messing around with either my bowel fang or a couple other ICOM HTs I have. But since Captain Don redid my DMR, I got analog on there. And I got some GMRS. You know, that's, if you ever hear WRHQ88, yeah, that's me. But I haven't been on GMRS for a while.
Eric is a bowel fang king. Yeah, I was just gonna say, I'm not a big fan of the UV5R, but the newer ones I like. But yeah, I got quite a few Chinese radios. But no, you're thinking of that guy that ain't out here anymore. You're thinking of Thomas, who looked down his nose at your Bofang, and I was actually sticking up for you a couple times.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what mine is. It's a UV5R. Boy, I gotta slow down my talking, I'm telling you. And, you know, I like it. It serves its purpose. But, you know, money-wise, my biggest investment is my Lincoln Mobile. That's where I spent the most money. And then I bought a nice little, is it a Comet or a Diamond? The MR-77. Ordered that through DX Engineering, and that one's a lot better than my tram that I got to work.
Roger there, Sean. Speak of the devil. Yeah, you bought that Elenco off of Captain Don, or gosh, I don't know, somebody out there, somebody in the group, but yeah. But no, some guy was out there saying, oh yeah, if you have a 1.5-to-1 match, you're losing 25% of your power. And I said, no, it's less than 5%. And everyone laughed at me. I looked it up. It's actually 4%. But I thought you were one of the guys out there. But never mind. Go ahead, Sean.
I don't recall having that conversation, but... So I don't think I was out there for that, but you might have met somebody else. Anyhow, no, I've just been here for a minute, just ran up to the corner to get something, and I'm almost home. But I got a chuckle when he said you were poo-pooing Bofangs. I'm like, really? But what else was I going to comment on? I can't remember now. Who knows? But I'm pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to turn it back over to you guys, let you guys take it away, and then... I'll be back on from inside perhaps in a little bit. W8FU.
W8FU, KCKGO. Hey, when you get a chance, if you want, I'll give you my cell phone number and you can send me your Venmo. I got it from Don. If that's the correct one, then I'll send you, I'll send you like $1 and then you come back with a request on how much you want for the open slot. And then I'll send you the rest.
Okay, well, no rush, just there's more, too. There's, you know, that he said you might be interested in
So we'll talk, but yeah, I haven't forgot. It just hasn't been a priority. So if you want, I know sometimes it's annoying to be kind of left out there hanging. You just want to get things squared away. I get it. So I'll try to remember. W8FQ.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, Sean, I'm just about pulling in my driveway. There's a guy I thought was a 2 call, something 2 PUT calling for you just before I got out there. I don't know if he's still out there. He was in a mobile. But he had a 2, W2 PUT or something like that, maybe.
Okay, yeah, that'd be Dan. Dan, if you're out here, I'll be inside the house. I got to carry out for my wife. I'll be back on the radio in a few. W8FU.
Okay, Sean, Cujo, I'm pulling in the driveway. Talk to you guys later. No, I would never diss a Bullfang. All I would say is that the new ones are much, much, much better than the original. That's all I'm going to say, but... That's not poo-poo. That was that guy named Thomas from Minnesota. And he don't really get out here much anymore. All right. Catch everybody later. W-A-D-A-P.
Oh, funny. I just pulled up in front of my house. So, 73 to you all. K-K-K-K-O. Cujo out.
KI9NG.
KZKGO.